95.5 KLOS on the California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
What's happening, man?
What's going on?
How are you, man?
I'm good.
Yeah.
You still loving the weather?
No.
All right.
Make it go away.
That's kind of nice.
It's too hot.
I think it's supposed to rain more than usual this year.
Bring it.
So
yeah, I'm sick of it now. You know,
let's enjoy it.
Last week, I think I was like, "Oh, this is kind of nice."
Yeah, it was super weird.
I'm sick of it. I hate it.
It's the first time I've ever heard you say that you like.
I know
the heat.
I think it was my
first time ever,
and I'm already past.
And now you're done.
Bring the rain.
All right, let's talk about today's show, shall we? Give me five.
It's songs with the word when. You know, last week we did where and why and what was that? And this week, when. I have the word when. Somewhere in the title, yeah.
All right, we have Guns N' Roses tickets today?
Yes, we do. You know, you can get them on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. There's more info at GunsN'Roses.com, but they're going to be at the Hollywood Bowl on November 1st and 2nd. And sometime between 5 and 6, I don't know what we're going to do yet. What kind of hoop should we make them jump through, dude?
We'll figure it out.
Yeah, something really horrible, really embarrassing.
Yeah,
their moms would be upset with them for doing something like that.
We used to do a contest
at
the other place called Naked with Grandma.
There you go.
And it was people had to take a picture with their grandma, but the person had to be naked.
Did Grandma have to be aware of them being in the room naked?
I mean, they were always taking a picture with.
Right.
It was like side by side or whatever.
And people really did that quite a bit?
Yeah, they did it. And they came down. One person said, yeah, my mom's blind, so she had no
there
idea.
You go.
And we're like, you win.
Ideal.
Well done. Speaking of which, you walked in on someone having sex.
Yeah, that can be horrible or awesome.
Or somebody walked in on you having sex. Yeah, either way.
That is always horrible.
In the 4 o'clock hour. People are dumb. NASA is amazing.
That's a true fact.
And the KLOS name game is continuing.
$2,900 will give you a chance to win that sometime between now and 4.
On 95.5 KLOS.
I mean, anytime someone's singing about Las Vegas, my favorite city on earth, I think.
Agreed.
Way up there. I'm happy about it. That is the latest from U2 Atomic City. Can you believe all the people that have already gone to see him at the Sphere?
No, it seems like everybody but us.
You and I are planning on going.
Yeah.
One of the rare times I ever leave the house.
That is true.
I do want to see that. And everybody I know has already bloody
been there.
Yeah.
Yep.
Said it was great, too.
Well, I think we'll love it still.
Yeah.
We occasionally talk about NASA and how amazing they are.
Incredible organization that's been going for so long and just huge advancements in everything.
A sample collected from a near-Earth asteroid will be unveiled during NASA's broadcast today.
Oh, yeah. That's the one that they went up and grabbed a little chunk off of, right? Is that right?
That's
insane.
Crazy
it
to
is.
Think of.
It's very 2023.
It is a carbon-rich asteroid named Bennu, almost 60 million miles away.
That's a...
NASA's OSIRIS-REx spacecraft collected samples 3 years ago and dropped them off last month.
Did you remember when we watched it blow something up or whatever when they landed? Do you remember that? We were watching here in the studio and they were aiming right at it. Is that the one? It didn't blow it up, I guess, but they landed right on it. They crashed onto it. Do you remember that?
I don't remember that. But
we were
maybe
sitting
that's
there watching it on this big screen here in the studio.
I don't know, but all I know is they sent an actual rover to go out into space 60 million miles away. Take a sample.
Yep.
Come back and drop it off.
Sample that. I mean, that's unbelievable.
Listen to this.
This might sound like a dumb question. How did it get the rocks in the dirt? Like, you've got this asteroid and you've got this spacecraft. Does it land, scoop them up, take off?
Yeah, it's a great question because it's really quite small. It's only a few hundred meters across, and it's really more of a kind of collection of debris that's loosely stuck together, a little bit of gravity. And so what the spacecraft did is it dropped down really fast, and it stuck down a little probe to kind of kick up dust purposefully, gather some material, and pop off again. And it didn't stay. It was a flyby. It was a drop, a punch, and then it left.
That is amazing.
How do you
do that?
If you were to have to figure that out, somebody to come to you today and say, your job today is to figure out how to get a craft 60 million miles away, sample the soil of an asteroid.
Without landing on it, just scoop it up.
And then come back and drop it off.
Dude, I couldn't even park in my space down here in the building today. I couldn't even fit my car in there.
And so it happened to get enough material, and the whole thing turned out to be rockier than we expected, looser than we expected. It really penetrated right into the soil as though there wasn't any solid surface. So even that part, which happened in 2020. It was quite amazing.
You know, speaking of that, it was amazing to me, the moon landing in particular. One of the first things he said when he was on the ground was that's like a powder. You know, it was softer. It was deeper than, what if it had been super deep? Because it's all the meteors, all the stuff hitting the surface all the time and busting everything up.
Is that where all the quicksand went? Because I remember hearing about quicksand
a lot. I was afraid of it
when
as a kid.
When I was a kid, quicksand was everywhere. So you got those people at NASA, and then you got the people who think that the people have been vaccinated got turned into zombies with the emergency broadcast warning. And they both, they're
both
votes,
here living at the same time.
Their votes both count the same. People are dumb.
People are dumb when you're a dumb dumb. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
24-year-old Dakai Anthony Jackson was arrested after shoplifting three cakes as well as some other groceries from the store.
Cakes?
He took the cakes and groceries through the self-checkout but neglected to scan them.
Uh-huh.
And the three cakes just happened to have his face on them.
Well, then they're his. You know, by all rights, when you're dealing with pastry.
Is that right?
Yeah, if there's a photograph or a picture or likeness of you on the pastry.
Wait a minute, I've not heard of this.
Yeah, it's free. Oh, yeah, that's an international law.
Is it?
Passed in 1927, I believe, by that chef that ended up being on Sesame Street.
I don't think there were even cameras falling in down 1927,
the... hundreds of them.
I see, okay.
Now, that's, what is, what? What is this? This
so
is
they,
weird.
They went to the bakery. Mm-hmm. He had left a picture behind.
Okay.
So that they knew how to put it on the cake.
Sure. And they went to all that trouble.
Track him down.
To do three of them.
Yeah.
And then he's just going to steal them.
Yeah.
Screw their work.
Yes.
Screw the cake, you know, the right, whatever.
In what situation would you need your face on three cakes? Ever. Ever in your life.
I'm going to go home and eat myself.
Guess is what he was saying.
That is disturbing, and I'd like to go away. KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Peace.
I don't watch any of the shows of the people that I'm about to tell you about.
Okay.
But there's a story that came up on Wednesday's episode of Sherry.
I have zero idea what that is.
Same.
Brother Mike could probably tell us.
She was on The View, I think, with Joy Behar.
Never seen an episode of that.
Same. And they discuss some stories from their time together on The View. One in particular, when Sherry caught wind of Barbara Walters.
Yeah.
Having sex with Richard Pryor.
Sorry, could you rewind that?
Yeah.
What did you just say? What?
She found out.
Barbara Walters?
Yes. Somebody walked in on them.
And Richard Pryor?
Yes.
What?
This is where Sherry tells Joy.
What?
That story.
Them, I'm already laughing. What?
Yep. I told this before. I'm gonna say, I told Joy that I had run into Paul Mooney, and Paul Mooney has said that he caught Barbara Walters with Richard Pryor.
That's what?
Right?
What?
Barbara Walters never had sex in her life.
No,
that's all there is.
Impossible.
Yeah.
Granted, Richard Pryor probably had a lot.
Sure, yes.
But with Barbara Walters,
it's shocking.
Ooh. Caught Barbara Walters with Richard, and I was like,
and she slept with Richard.
Yes, that's what Paul Mooney said, and I came back. And I was like, Joy, guess what? When you talk like that, you know, don't tell nobody.
I'm going to go on television and tell everybody, and then some jackasses are going to record it and play it on the radio.
No, but I remember this.
And I came in, I told you, and I said, Paul Mooney said he called Barbara with Richard Pryor. He walked in on him.
Nope.
And then I was like, don't tell nobody.
He walked in on
him? He walked in. That's what he said. He looked through the door, and I said, don't act like you don't remember. I said, it was just me and Joy. And I said, enjoy. And I'm like, don't tell nobody. The next day, Barbara walks in, and you go, so?
I didn't say you told me.
No, you didn't. But she said somebody, so you schlepping Richard Pryor, huh?
First of all, that's impossible to imagine.
I guess. And opening the door, you'd be like, am I asleep? Am I dreaming this? Is this a nightmare?
You wouldn't be able to tear yourself away, I wouldn't think.
No, you'd have to be.
You
like,
would have to
your
just
brain
go.
Brain would
wait,
have to go, hold on. Am I really seeing?
Is that? Wait, is that? So the topic is you walked in on someone else having sex.
In the hell?
Or somebody else walked in on you having sex.
818-955-KLOS.
You walked in on someone having sex. It didn't have to be Barbara Walters and Richard Pryor, but it was in that case.
I suppose, you know, there's going to be parents and grandparents. Let's limit the details on that.
Well, I mean, we know how sex works. So we don't need that description.
Yes. No, that's true. Yes, exactly. But whom did you walk in on?
You walked in on somebody or they walked in on you having sex.
And what was your reaction? 818-955-KLOS. Did anybody talk about it on television, by the way?
I doubt it.
Richard Pryor and Barbara Walters.
I know, crazy.
It's about the weirdest combination plate I've ever heard of.
Guy walked in on that. Imagine what went through his head. That's crazy.
I've died and gone to hell.
We're talking about walking in on somebody else having sex. You have a story like that?
Me and my girlfriend back a long, long time ago used to go up this mountain road, and it was a driveway to a Catholic monastery.
I like it so far.
It was like 2-3 in the morning, and it was like a winter day, and the windows were steamed up.
Sure.
Like you couldn't see the windows. All of a sudden, get a knock on the window, and it was a priest.
A priest?
A priest.
Wow.
A Catholic priest, and he knocked. I rolled the window down, and I was a little scared, actually. Didn't know what, you know, it was like way late, and I didn't think anybody would be there.
Sounded like somebody in there needed an exorcism.
Should be a lovely day for one.
Yeah, he said, son, do you know you're blocking my driveway?
Well, that's pretty nice, at least.
Did he call next?
Well, that's a terrible one to have catch you in the act, I guess.
Thanks for calling, man. KLOS, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hi there. Who walked in on who having sex?
The 3-year-old son walked in on me and the old lady while we're going at it, hammer and tongs. crawled right up on the bed. We didn't even know it. He'd come over and go, what are you doing?
No.
Yeah, we're wrestling.
Any chance he said, no, Dad, you're doing it wrong?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Right on, man. Thanks for calling. Don't want the 3-year-old in there.
Nope. KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi there. Who walked in on who having sex?
I was working out of town, and I walked into a gas station out there in Seattle at about 3 o'clock in the morning on my way to work, and I seen the employee and somebody having sex on the floor.
On the floor?
Oh, gross.
Yeah. Right by the main entrance, kind of by the coffee, and I walked through the door and kind of turned right, you know, like I usually would to go to the coffee, and I was like, whoa, and I told all the guys at work. So.
Don't use the creamer today, whatever you do.
That's not creamer.
Awesome. Thank you for calling 818-955-KLOS.
You walked in on someone having sex, or they walked in on you.
I mean, you know, if you were to ask me to guess who Richard Pryor was having sex with when someone walked in on them.
Right.
I don't think, I'd guess all day, for a week. I don't think I would
you
ever.
You could give me a million guesses.
Yes.
I would never get to Barbara Walters.
No.
That's crazy.
But that happened, apparently.
Yeah, we were talking about somebody walked in on them, and that's where the story came from. So you walked in on somebody having sex, or they walked in on you?
Hey, yeah, I was seeing this chick about 7 years ago. Go to drop my car off at her house because I was going to the airport.
Mm-hmm.
I walk in on her and some dude's her legs up on his shoulders and turns around and looks at me like a deer in the headlights. And I close the door fast as I could and I just can't get that image out of my head.
Wow, that is permanently burned into your brain, right?
I never talked to her again.
Oh, so you don't know if he finished?
I have no idea.
It might have actually helped.
That's
you know,
a
you
power
know.
Move. Thank you for calling,
dude.
KLOS, hello.
My dad walked in on myself.
Oof.
And my boyfriend at the time.
Dope. What did he have to say? What were the first words out of dad's mouth ref for this activity? In his home, under his roof.
In my bed. this is cute.
Oh, this is cute is what he said.
This is cute.
Wow.
That is a dad thing.
But that could mean anything.
Well, you know that dark...
That could mean he's super pissed.
Disappointed sarcasm.
Yeah, true.
I'm very familiar with that.
Did you get in trouble?
I think I got like a 4-hour lecture. There were only a couple of grilling questions.
One of the grilling questions was...
Is this your first time?
Oh, that's a rough one.
And then... Did you use protection?
So you got all of the conversations all at once.
Yeah, there you go.
Right? Pretty much, yeah.
After having sex. That's how it should work.
Yeah, well, you know.
Your boyfriend must have been petrified.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah. He just shrank into a corner, I would imagine.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah, no, I think more jumped out the window.
Yeah, sure.
Exactly. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
All right, so this happened this weekend, first time ever. I was with my girlfriend, and we were at Power Trip, and she decided to go to town on me, and the maid knocked on the door. I said, hold on. She busted in, and I busted. And it was very awkward.
The maid. You know, I'm always thinking that in hotel rooms.
Well, we had the do not disturb sign on.
They just don't care.
Yeah.
They're like, I want to see somebody getting some.
They talked into the radio cleanup on room 413. Room 413. Thank you for calling.
Right on, thanks for calling, dude. 818-955-KLOS.
You walked in on somebody having sex, or they walked in on you. Talking about you walked in on somebody having sex, or they walked in on you. You have a story?
I met this girl at a bar, and we were drinking and hanging out, and we ended up at this after hours. It used to be an Atwater, like right in that little trendy area. They had a bathroom in there with just a tiny sink and a toilet, and it didn't lock.
Excellent.
So we're having sex. Someone opens the door, and it's like, oh, my God, I'm sorry. They closed the door. Someone else immediately opens the door. Oh, my God, I'm sorry. And then the third person opens the door and just leaves it wide open. So there's a group of people standing outside just watching us.
Were they cheering you on?
Yeah, pretty much.
Dude, thanks for calling. Hello, KLOS.
My girl I was with, her dad walked in on us.
Oops.
Nope. Could you see the resemblance?
What did he say?
He says, I'll catch you kids later when you're done.
Now that's a cool dad.
He said, I'll catch you when you're done.
And then walked out?
Did you finish?
Yes, I did.
Give me five. That was confusing.
Yeah, there was someone talking over you. Did you hear that? It was terrible. Disrespectful.
All I heard was bah, 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 bah,
bah. Songs about when? Is that what you're saying?
Songs with the word when in the title.
G-Unit, what?
1111?
Has come up with this one. And apparently some gorilla wants to hear it as well. I don't know what that means, but When I'm 64 on KLOS. Dirty Honey fits our Get Me Five theme today. Songs with the word when in the title. When I'm gone. There was a subliminal request to call a little while ago.
I didn't hear anything about it.
I think this guy did.
KLOS, hello.
Hi.
Hi, it's Get Me Five.
Songs with when in the title. Not Cool Whip, but when.
When I Come Around by Green Day.
Tis, give me five. Songs with when in the title.
And I have to say, and I've said this before, and I stick by my guns, this is my favorite Led Zeppelin song. And that's really saying something,
because right.
There's so much amazing material. I love this band. But Madeline has suggested When the Levee Breaks. Songs with when in the title. And I love you for that, Madeline. Happy to play it for you.
95.5 KLOS, so the California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
So, you know, Kevin and I are always trying to give you people money with all these games we play. But now it's time for us to try to give each other money.
I need a dollar, dollar, dollar. That's what I need.
That is what I need.
Look at this crisp dollar bill.
I need it, and I need it.
I did not just run it off the photocopier. It's a true American dollar.
I can tell.
And it will be yours if you can answer these questions 10. I don't know what I'm talking about. So according to, what is it actually, Listverse, which is always 100% reliable, a lot of people went and voted for the all-time greatest top 10 most memorable Super Bowl halftime shows.
Interesting.
Are you one of the people who are most excited about the halftime show?
Oh, God, no. I'm interested. I'm interested, but most of the time it's a huge letdown.
Just couldn't care any less. All right, so I'm thinking, you know, 6 out of 4. I mean, there's been a lot of...
6 guesses, 4 out of 10, you
mean? Is that what I not said? I don't know.
That's not what you said at all.
I wasn't listening to me. So, but yeah, if you get 4 out of 6 guesses, then you get yourself this beautiful dollar that I just
printed. All right, I can only tell you the ones that I love.
Sure, okay.
The Dr. Dre one from last year was fantastic.
Very good. Number 10 on our list. Number 10 on our big hit list. Well done, you.
Right.
And, you know, it's kind of weird. I was just going back. Marcy was doing a thing on her boot camp, so I did a little research for her. And it doesn't go back very far. The first things they had was, like, and it was the very first one was out of Arizona. It was just like a marching band.
Didn't
playing.
They do, like, Up With People for
yes,
a while?
Horrible stuff like that.
Oh,
and
awful.
Then someone was like, hey, let's have bands and artists come in and play.
I remember Prince playing Purple Rain in the Rain.
That was amazing, I will have to admit. And it made our list at number 8. That was back in 2007.
I think The Who played.
The Who.
a Super Bowl halftime show.
I believe that's right. But you know what's insane? It's not on this list. How dare they? Who do they think they are?
That's crazy talk.
You're wrong. You're all wrong. Liz, first, by the way, $1 American is brought to you by Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel. You spend $1 American, but not one that you've printed yourself at Yamava. Maybe you'll become a millionaire. Visit yamava.com.
I remember Michael Jackson playing a halftime show because it was here. And he had a whole bunch of kids rush the field. And when he did, I got on the field.
You did?
Yeah. And I was just trying to make my way over by Michael Jackson, because how funny would it be if my friends saw me like dancing to Michael Jackson at the halftime of the Super Bowl?
These are things that Kevin here has done many times over the years. You have been in places you're not supposed to
be. I did get thrown out of that one.
Yes. But awesome. So you got thrown out of Super Bowl 1993, number 9 on the list.
Excellent.
Well done, you. That's 3. You only need one more.
I need one more.
Just one more.
Who's the Hips Don't Lie girl that just did it?
I have no idea what you just said to me.
A Colombian singer?
I have no idea.
Super sexy?
I mean, as soon as you say the name, I don't know anything about who they are.
I don't know who that is.
I'm going to give you a little hint. There's nothing that recent. So I'll be kind. I want you to take this dollar, because if I get caught with this one, then that is like the third counterfeiting charge, and I can't.
I don't know who else did The Weeknd but that was awful.
I don't want to say anything about any bands that, you know, that you care about or like. I don't want
Rage Against the Machine? Did they play?
Yeah. Wouldn't that be awesome?
Did they do a halftime?
Play Rat'em!
You said bands that I like.
Yeah, that you're kind of... We were just talking about this, but why am I helping you? What's the matter with me?
Bands I like.
I think because of that, I have to give you a 20-second countdown. We were talking about them earlier today. We're going to see them sometime in the near future. 10.
Guns N' Roses?
9.
They didn't do a halftime show.
8. No, who are we going to see in the near future? 6.
Who are we going to see in the near
5.
Future?
5. You and I, and everybody's seen them already.
You 3. Too.
Yeah!
Yes!
So here you go. Here's your...
But I'll take it.
Very nice. We're so impressed. I can't believe it.
You spelled that out for me.
I did. I know. Well, I told you I got to get this damn dollar out of here. Number 10 was the Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, Eminem, etc. show. Number 9, Michael Jackson. Number 8 in 2007, Beyonce. In 2013, Lady Gaga. I was going to hint you.
I don't even remember she
that.
Did it.
Yeah, it was pretty good, actually. I have to admit. Huh. And I was going to hint you with some a meat suit, but that's enough. Instead, I hinted you to U2, which was back in 2002. Wow, that was 21 years ago they played. That's unbelievable.
Crazy.
Katy Perry was number 4 on the list.
Shakira, that's who I was thinking
Not
of.
On the list. You wouldn't have gotten it. Janet Jackson. Oh, nipple slip.
Jackson changed everything
yeah,
with the FCC.
Thanks a lot, Janet.
Son of a bitch.
Well done, you. That was number 3 on the list. Bruno Mars was on the list.
Oh, right.
Of the most loved blah, blah. Halftime shows. And Rolling Stones, man. Rolling Stones
number 1.
Number everybody.
One.
Yes, 100%.
All right. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Time for What We Learn, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. And people are dumb. A guy handed a baker a photo and ordered 3 cakes with his face on it and then ran out with them.
He actually took the cakes that he had that were replicas of him.
Yes.
And stole them.
And ran. After it left the picture with the baker.
Guess what? He got caught.
He got caught, yeah.
You dick!
Somebody walked in on you having sex. A guy called and said he and his girlfriend were disturbed mid-sex by a priest. That is not what you want.
Nope. You look up and there's who's hanging out, as it were. Not a good thing.
And your next chance to play the KLOS name game for $3,200.
Tomorrow morning with Heidi and Frank starting at 8 o'clock in the morning. All right, I'm off to pet the kitty, the Wunderbar Kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out.
Sometime after 5, between 5 and 6, we got a chance for you to win some Guns N' Roses tickets, a pair of tickets to see them at the Hollywood Bowl in November. Those are going on sale this coming Friday at 10 a.m. But be listening. We'll tell you what you're going to have to do.
That's in like 2.5 weeks, by the way.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
It's very close.
Coming up in minutes. Damn good. Good new stuff from Guns N' Roses. That is Perhaps, and in about 1 hour's time, almost 1 hour from right now, I got a chance for you to see them at the Hollywood Bowl. They're playing November 1st and 2nd, Guns N' Roses, with the always cool Black Keys. Tickets are going to be going on sale this Friday at 10 a.m., but there's more information at GunsN'Roses.com. And in about 1 hour, we'll give you a pair of tickets to Guns N' Roses. Hi, KLOS, who are you?
Oh, my God, it's Pete.
Pete,
what are you doing on November 1st or 2nd?
I'm going to GNR.
Yeah, you are.
Yes, you are going to
damn
GNR.
Straight.
Holy moly, I've been trying to get through for about 3.5 years.
Well, well done, man. This show that's going on sale this coming Friday at 10 a.m. with Guns N' Roses is happening at the Hollywood Bowl. Now, let's hope we don't mix it up and send you to a classical concerto by Hilary Hahn.
Yeah.
Hey, I like her. And Black Keys.
Black Keys are opening.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Congratulations. You were really able to hear through all the nonsense a little while ago. I'm glad you were able to do that.
Yeah. I was like standing right next to the radio and I heard the mumbling and I was like, I don't care, I'm going to call.
Right on, dude. Well, congratulations.
Well done.
Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot.
There are a lot of fears in the world. People have a lot of things that they're very upset about.
That is true.
It's been interesting the last few days coming across all of these.
We have $2,900.
That's right.
For the KLOS name game. We'll take caller 25 right now. 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
I'm afraid with this game, you know, you hear something and suddenly you think, oh, maybe that's my disease. Maybe I have that problem.
Sure.
Oh, what if all these things we're throwing out there, people are going to, oh, I have that. I'm afraid of that.
Yeah, but they're not.
Let's shut the game down.
They're not for the most
part. Let's not do
the
game. I don't think we should
do
the
game. We have $2,900 to give away.
Oh, fine.
$2,900, and we're going to throw in a pair of Guns N' Roses tickets.
That's
if you win.
That's right. If you win, you get to see him at the Hollywood Bowl.
KLOS, who's this?
It's Alfredo.
Alfredo, you caller 25.
Get out of here, really?
Really?
Right. We'll see you later. Bye. Take care of you.
Playing the KLOS name game, we are looking for the name of a phobia that starts with the letter A, B, C, or D. Try to pronounce the name and tell us the fear.
And Alfredo, I got to tell you, this is kind of sad. One of the last guesses was cheerophobia, which is the fear of happiness. I've never heard of that.
Same.
Yeah, me neither.
Screwed in life, yeah. And then another one was bacteriophobia, fear of bacteria. Those are incorrect. What do you think? For $2,900, it is.
How about arachnophobia after the movie? The fear of spiders.
Nope.
Sorry, nope. It is not that.
Yep.
Oh, well.
All right. Thanks for calling.
So, sometime between 4 and 5...
It'll be $3,000.
$3,000!
The KLOS name game is up to $3,000.
Wow.
And we're going to throw in a pair of tickets to see Guns N' Roses if you win.
That's right.
We'll take caller 25 right now. 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
Brian,
you're caller 25.
Oh, cool.
That means you get to play the KLOS name game. It's up to $3,000 and tickets to see Guns N' Roses. We are looking for the name of a phobia that starts with the letter A, B, C, or D. Try to pronounce the name and tell us the fear.
And let me tell you, the last couple of guesses were from Alfredo, who said arachnophobia, and bacteriophobia was from Marlene. Both of those were wrong. So, Ryan, what do you think it is?
All right, I think my guess is going to be... I think it's arithmophobia, which is fear of numbers.
Arithmophobia. Man, that would maybe... If I had known about that in school, I could have maybe gotten out of all my math...
Yeah, you could have just lied.
...errors and failures, yeah.
Mm. Oh. I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
All right.
Thank sorry, you for dude. Playing, though.
But, Brian, thanks for sharing a whole new way of getting out of math homework with everybody. That's a great idea.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Take care.
5 o'clock hour, $3,100. It is time for the KLOS name game. We have $3,100 up for grabs.
And GNR tickets if you win. We will send you to see them at the Hollywood Bowl November 1st or 2nd.
818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
You heard the man, Kevin. Give me that which I desire. Hand it over. Come on.
The money?
Oh, yeah. Let's do that.
What is your name?
Nancy.
You're caller 25, all of you.
Yes.
Let's play a game, shall we?
It's time for the KLOS name game. We are looking for the name of a phobia that starts with the letter A, B, C, or D. Try to pronounce the name and tell us what the fear is.
And Nancy, the last couple of guesses were arithmophobia, which is an extreme fear of numbers, and arachnophobia, which is, of course, a fear of spiders. Those were incorrect. Nancy, what do you think it is?
Barophobia, fear of gravity.
Wow, that's a new one. You mean the movie, fear of the movie Gravity?
No.
How do you spell that? We're looking in a little list here.
Barophobia.
B-A-R-O.
B-A-R-F.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's incorrect.
Okay.
I love that one, though. That's a great one. Fear of gravity. Wow. As a Martian, I understand that. Right on. Well, thanks for playing, yeah. Nancy. And tomorrow morning with Heidi and Frank.
$3,200.
But we ran out of time, unfortunately. Happy to play that for you, though, Kim. Great one. Saturday Night Live debuted on this day in rock on NBC in 1975. Simply called at the time, Saturday Night. Oddly, we've been talking about it a lot lately. Prince was booed off stage at a Rolling Stones show at the Memorial Coliseum here in L.A. on this day in rock in 1981.